So it's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3 this Thursday afternoon. I'm very pleased to say I've got a surprise guest in the studio, Darren Mutu. Now, Darren is the chairman of Billericay Cricket Club. He's popped into Phoenix to have a look round, and I said, how about coming on the radio and having an interview? And he's kindly agreed. So thanks, Darren. Pleased to see you this afternoon.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, Billericay Cricket Club, I think this is just up the road to me. I've only lived in Billericay for just over 3 years, and I'm in the top end of Queen's Park. Is that where you are?
No.
Oh, sorry. But, I beg your pardon.
But a common observation made by people that come down to the club is, I didn't know this was here.
Ah, okay. So where are you exactly?
Everyone knows where the football club is.
Right.
Blunt's Wall Road.
Yes.
So I think you might be thinking of Hannikin's Farm, but
We
are going the other way, out towards Birstead. And if you know where the football club is, we are a bit further along.
Oh, okay,
from
I
the
know.
Football club at the bottom end of Blunt's Wall Road. And have been there since 1996. But prior to that, our original site was at... Well, basically, the end of the state, the London-bound platform of the station, between there and Mount Nessing Road, if you look on the
really?
Left.
I know, yeah.
Which is all now houses, but we were kind of cramped onto that little site with the tennis club, and then in 1996, developers came along and hands were shaken and papers were signed, and then we moved out to where we are now.
Oh, right. And what's it like? Is it a good home for you there?
Very good home.
Yeah. What facilities have you got on site there, then?
We've got two full-size cricket pitches, which wow. have undersoil drainage and are probably as good a surface as you will get in the whole of the county.
Right.
So the good people up at Essex Cricket come down and use it for various purposes. They have training and various age group cricket down there.
Right.
We've got indoor nets, which is a rarity in cricket and clubs around the county.
Yeah.
So we are playing cricket all year round up there.
Brilliant.
We've also got a lovely bar and okay. pavilion area, which...
well, that's compulsory,
I know
really,
you don't overdo it, Bob.
No. You've got to have that. You've got to have the...
Yeah, and that's very popular for... Yeah. We hire that out for weddings and parties and all the rest
right.
of it.
Right. So have you got a healthy sort of membership at the moment? Or are you looking for new members?
Always looking for new members and always looking for volunteers. But it is a very popular club amongst those that are interested in playing or just following cricket. It's a good place to come and... particularly on a nice summer's day, to get a nice cold drink and sit down and watch people gallantly
lovely.
Flaying around on the pitch. But
Now, Billericay Cricket Club's quite an old club, I think, isn't it? How long's it been around?
So it was originally founded in 1875.
Right, that wasn't by you then.
No. I came along just after that. So it has been going a long time. And if anyone visits the club, there are some... We've got a galleried staircase which has some photographs and some of them are quite old. I'm not sure if we go all the way back to 1875, but there are some that are very much turn of the century,
right? Okay.
Quite interesting, and to see how the town and this sort of area has changed, and indeed people's appearances.
There were
no sleeve tattoos back in those days.
Right. Well, how about yourself? How did you get involved in the club and ultimately end up being chairman?
Well, as a youngster, I played for the club
right.
When I was 11 or 12 in the Colts section. And then grew up playing and then sort of had a bit of a stint over at Shenfield and various other little clubs. And what eventually brought me back was my son started playing.
Okay.
And so I was kind of being dad's taxi, but, tending to sort of hang around and just talk to anyone at the bar and, just sort of what's going on at the club and this, that and the other. And then eventually got invited to join the committee.
Nice.
And was invited to be chairman, so I've been chairman for a couple of years now.
Lovely. Well, you mentioned your son, so is there a sort of healthy a lot of cricket going on for young people? Do you encourage young people
absolutely.
Into the club?
Absolutely. Yeah? It's the biggest sort of success of the club in the last 5 or 10 years, really. I mean, well, 10 years ago, the cult section had pretty much died out.
Right.
I think there were a handful of children that were sort of being egged along by a few sort of enthusiastic dads. But now it's huge. And Friday night is Colts night.
Right.
Sounds like a radio show, doesn't it? We have, well, from under sevens, who we're part of the National All-Stars scheme, where we encourage youngsters 7 years and under to come along and just play you know, a glorified form of rounders, if you like, with plastic bats and balls.
Okay, yeah, great.
And they get T-shirts and rucksacks out of that. And then from there onwards, we got every age group all the way up to sort of under 16s, and then there's adult cricket.
Right.
We've even got a vet side.
Okay.
So we've got gentlemen in their late 70s, early 80s.
Fantastic.
That still come down, and on a Thursday, there's indoor training for them, and then they seem to go upstairs to the bar to alleviate their aches and pains.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah. So what would, I mean, you might know the exact figure, but what would you guess the total membership is that you've
I think people that are paid up members are well in excess of 200.
Right, okay.
But then you kind of get the add-ons of parents, supporters. So, you know, if there's a decent match going on, or particularly if Essex are down with their second 11, and you might, I mean, this year you might well see Alistair Cook coming down and
wonderful. Yeah.
Going through his paces, and that tends to bring a lot of people down.
Yeah.
And people are always genuinely surprised. There's always someone that's come down there for the first time, and the old adage, "I didn't know it was here," and then having a really good time and seeing the facilities, and you know, and I think particularly amongst a few of the dads, they've been encouraged to limber up and have a go themselves. So we've got I think 5 adult teams now.
Right, okay.
They play on Saturdays and Sundays, so it's very, very social.
Excellent. So if anyone's interested in coming along and having a look and maybe joining the club, how would they go about that?
Well, the starting point would probably be to go and like our Facebook page, Billericay Cricket Club.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of things going on there. There's a separate page for those that are more actively playing, but if you're just interested in the club,
okay.
We have a lot of social functions going on down there as well that are fundraisers.
Yeah, you've got some fundraisers coming up, haven't you?
That's right. Yeah. So the club is run by volunteers, and we get a few little grants or whatever else, but basically coaches and people that are pulling pints or marking out pitches are all doing it for the love of the club.
Yep.
So we have to raise our own money to a large extent. So things like hiring out the bar for functions. But we do other things such as the comedy nights, which we've been doing for a couple of years, which are proving really, really popular. We run these on the last Thursday of every other month. So we've got one coming up in March on the 28th. Of March. Tickets are £10, and as I say, all of that goes into the club. No one makes any money out of it, but they are really good stand-up nights. We have 3 comedians. We've got a country and western singer this time, a very talented lady by the name of Amy Westney, who's a local girl. She's from Chelmsford.
Right.
And she's off to Nashville in May. She's emigrating because she's actually become quite good.
Okay, yeah.
She's got a record contract and everything, so she's off to chase the dream. So,
right, well, good luck to her, yeah.
If you're interested in tickets, as I say, probably go to the Billericay Facebook page and you'll find details there, or just look in any events. I think I've tried to...
Sure, okay. Well, you'll have to feed those events through to us and we'll put them on our events guide and read them out. Yeah. Well, that's really interesting to hear all about Billericay Cricket Club. Thank you, Darren. And that was a bit of a surprise interview. I know you did no preparation for this whatsoever, did you?
I didn't bring an umbrella.
I pulled him in off the street and just said, right, tell us all about Billericay Cricket Club. And you've done a grand job. So thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Cheers.